another place quoted me $85,000. So they were crazy. You come in one day, we'll do the surgery. Then it was, you come back the next day, we'll put in your dentures, but you're going to not have teeth for 3 months. $85,000. I'm like, we can't afford this. It just is not in the budget at all. Maybe in a couple of years, but right now, my teeth started getting loose. A couple started falling out. And every year on my birthday, we do the Ren Fair. And he thought it was a great time to get down on one knee. Yay, we're getting engaged. I'm very, very happy. But there is no way that I am getting married with that. It just wasn't. So we were going to, I was going to prolong it. Really, prolong it until I couldn't prolong it anymore. And then, so then I started going back to the dentist. And they're like, best thing for you at this point in the game is implants. The price at the time for those people were crazy. Just not happening. We live a very simple lifestyle. We live on a sailboat. We don't live in a house. We live a very different lifestyle. It's just what we enjoy.
So what about Nuvia stuck out to you? Did it have to do with being able to get your permanent set of teeth 24 hours after surgery, the people, or was it kind of like a mix of everything? It just felt right.
Oh, it was just the whirlwind of it all. It was just, it happened so fast. I mean, really, this whole thing was done in 7 days from the initial phone call.
Wow.
And when we first walked into Nuvia for our initial appointment to even see if I was a candidate, oh my God, the people in that office were just so nice, so welcoming, so amazing. I cannot speak highly of them enough. They were like, this is what they love to do, and it made them happy to do it. I mean, right. Just absolutely amazing.
Was bone loss a concern for you since you had been dealing with issues for so long, like in your jawbone? Were you concerned about that?
No, I didn't even realize that. No other dentist, nobody ever told me things like that. I mean, I wasn't aware of it. I didn't know, you know, like it's first we had to go in to see if I was even a candidate. Went in on the Wednesday. We did have to talk about pricing. And then Thursday we went for the smile makeover. Monday was surgery. Tuesday was teeth and done.
How did that feel walking into, you know, like surgery day? Were you a little bit feel fearful there? Or, you know, did you kind of feel still comfortable in their hands and kind of just trusting the process?
You know, they made me feel very, very comfortable. Even the anesthesiologist who I never met before that day and the doctor that actually did the surgery I didn't meet until that day. The dental assistant came in and she was just like, my dental assistant. She was only there for me to make me comfortable, to see if I needed anything, you know. Come meet, you know, and the anesthesiologist came in and she's just like, lovely to meet you. We got you. No worries. Relax. And then I was out. It was just I didn't have time to have a lot of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was just that quick. But just the people in the office, they're just there for the patient. They really are. I mean, they do anything that you need them to do to make you comfortable.
Absolutely. So now that you've, you know, went through your surgery, you're coming back in the next day after to get your permanent zirconia teeth. What did it feel like, you know, looking at yourself in the mirror for the first time? You know, it's been years since you've had something like that. How what was going through your head? What were you feeling?
It wasn't me. It definitely was not. It wasn't me. I mean, it may have been me 20 years ago, 15 years ago, but for more than a decade, it wasn't me. And it was, okay, It's a little weird, but I got this. It was okay. Very, very overwhelming. It really was at first. It was overwhelming that, okay, I got this. The bruising was phenomenal. I didn't do a lot of bruising, which I see a lot of people don't, which is amazing. I mean, I expected to have like a whole face full of bruising, but nope. And then I walked out of there feeling like a very, very different person. And even now, you know, months later, 6 months later, it's like I go to places I haven't been to in a while and see people I haven't been with in a while. Now, and then they just look at me like, something's different about you. Like, yeah, a lot of things are different about me now.
How long after, you know, getting your dental implants was your wedding? And what was that experience like? Because before, you know, you're trying to push it off. Like, I guess, how was that experience after the fact?
Oh, it was much nicer. It really was. I got to go. We did do like the whole bridal thing. We went to bridal expos and all of that fun stuff, which I never would have done looking the way that I did. Never. It made the process, besides as overwhelming as a wedding can be, and it's just like, okay, breathe. I just went through the surgery. Now I'm doing the wedding. And you know, my son moved to Japan. And it's just everything was 2023 was a whirlwind. It really was. But I got to enjoy it more. I got to enjoy the process of the wedding and finding places and, you know, do cake testings and going to bridal expos and just doing all of that and acting, even though I'm a little older, like a bride. But it was just, I got to enjoy it. I got to be happy. I got to, you know, wear the crown and said bride and you know, do all of those fun things. So
right, you got to fully be yourself and express yourself how you want to. And yeah, the pictures? How about the pictures? How are you feeling, you know, about that?
I the pictures came out fabulous. The video came out fabulous. I mean, it is definitely not what would have happened had I not had the surgery. Definitely not. When I got married, there were a lot of people from out of town that didn't know, haven't seen me since before. And oh my God, the shocked look on people's faces. And on my wedding day, believe it or not, my mother was there and my mother did not know. I did not tell my own mother.
Whoa.
Until I walked down the aisle. Then everybody knew. Yeah.
What a surprise.
Yes. There are a lot of people that didn't know that this happened until my wedding, which was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun.
It looked like a lot of fun. It looked beautiful. Now for You Ask, They Answer. Precious said, considering implants, but haven't done a consultation because I'm scared I won't be able to afford it. How does paying for these go?
I would recommend downloading the cost guide so that you can get a clear picture of what the payments can cost you, and you can download that in the description below.
Lisa said, I don't know how to smile with my teeth showing. I haven't smiled like that since I was a kid. How did you learn to smile that way?
It's very easy. once you get your teeth in and you see the transformation, it is very easy. Well, I should say it is very hard not to smile. You just, your whole demeanor changes. And even if you don't know how, your body will show you how. It definitely, you will know how because you won't stop smiling. You won't.
That's a great answer.
It just is.
You're like, I can't help but not smile.
Exactly. I mean, your whole demeanor changes. I mean, doing the same thing that you did yesterday, like, you know, going to the grocery store. I mean, I'm sorry, it's crazy now because I'll go into the local grocery store and, you know, if their music is playing my jam, that's it. It's just your whole demeanor changes.
Right. Randy says, does it feel like a foreign object or does it feel natural?
Quite honestly, the bottom ones feel a lot more natural. The top ones you need to get used to a little bit and your brain will play that trick that, okay, it's not a foreign object after a little while. But I don't feel like they have a foreign object. If I concentrate on it, yes. But going day to day and doing life things, you just don't feel it. Your body gets used to it to where you forget that they're implants. I mean, I still get a time here or there where I stumble on my words. Oh, well. But, right. You know, the good outweighs the bad. 100%. Right.
Was it all worth it? Was it all worth it to go through this journey?
Absolutely, 110%. Not even a micro thought of indecision. It was an amazing process. Nuvia made it an amazing process. I mean, it was definitely, if I had to do it over again, oh, absolutely, 110%. From the first phone call to even go into the office to see even if I was a candidate, to done, 7 days.
If you found today's episode valuable, please consider leaving us a review. It helps others discover the same information you did today.